SRN News, I'm John Scott. The nation's employers added 199,000 jobs last month. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network there are a couple of reasons for November's job gains.
One is the fact that so many people returning from strikes added about 50,000 jobs to that headline number, and another 50,000 jobs are government jobs.
Antoni says while there were thousands of full-time jobs created in November, it's not the beginning of a trend.
As you start stretching that time series back, in other words, as you start looking at data from more and more months, what you find is that that has not been the trend, and we have a long way to go to make up all that lost ground.
The economist E.J. Antoni. Also at SRNnews.com, a woman has been arrested in Atlanta, accused of trying to burn down the historic birthplace of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Jackie Quinn has more.
Witnesses tell local media they spotted the 26-year-old woman on the front porch of the historic home Thursday evening, dressed in all black, holding a red gasoline can, dousing the building with the liquid. A tourist from Utah, Zach Kempf, told reporters they asked the woman what she was doing, and she picked up a lighter. So they blocked her from getting back to the building and detained her until police arrived. Police say these tourists saved a jewel of the city, the birthplace of Dr. King. The woman is charged with second-degree attempted arson. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A court hearing underway in suburban Detroit as a judge hears from families and surviving victims of the Oxford school shooting in 2021. Shooter Ethan Crumley could be sentenced to life in prison. The Dow ahead 81 points and the NASDAQ up 36 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A federal judge says he will not kill a lawsuit filed by Christian parents against the State College Area School District. The suit argues that the district is discriminating against kids in religious schools by barring them from co-curricular and extracurricular activities, despite the fact that homeschoolers are being allowed to participate. Thomas More Society and the Religious Rights Foundation of Pennsylvania are representing the parents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed a bill that would have outlawed sex change operations on minors. The measure would also have barred puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and any other therapy designed to help a child live as the opposite sex. Republican State Senator Dewey Strobel says, while the governor's veto of this legislation is certainly not surprising, it serves as a stark reminder of just how out of touch with reality he is. This is SRN News. The Senate will hold hearings next week focused on diabetes and weight loss drugs. Bob Agnew reports.
Health Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders says he wants to learn more about the rise in diabetes cases in the U.S., especially among children. He'll also focus on a growing list of drugs known as GLP-1 medications. With names like Ozempic and Mounjaro, the drugs are being used to fight both diabetes and obesity, but remain too expensive for many Americans. Bob Agner reporting.
Health officials releasing the first nationally representative estimate of how many U.S. adults have chronic fatigue syndrome? 3.3 million. The CDC's number is larger than previous studies had suggested. Chronic fatigue is characterized by at least 6 months of severe exhaustion, not helped by bed rest. There is no cure and no blood test or scan to enable a quick diagnosis. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.